On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be all right.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Okay, whatever. That's my favorite phrase. It's not a phrase, it's just a word. It's whatever. I don't know who invented it. Some kind of Valley Girl thing. But it's fantastic. It applies to so much of what I do in my life. Yeah, I mean, if you go to a restaurant, you know, and the wait person says, the person who's waiting on you, says, let me tell you what the specials are. And I just say, whatever. It's so much fun to watch their reaction. They don't know what to do then. Yeah, I'll have the hamburger there, the cheeseburger with the lettuce and bacon, please, because I want to end my life eventually. And then and I'll have the side salad. Oh, the side salad. What dressing would you like? Whatever. Actually, when I say whatever, I'm being very polite. It's like I'm leaving it up to you, whatever is easier for you. But I don't say whatever is easier for you. I just say whatever. And you have to do the little accent. You got to do that little California Valley thing. Otherwise, it's ineffective. You know, like, what do you want to do today? Whatever. That's not good enough. You have to do the whole accent. What do you want to do today? Oh, whatever. That's how you do it, man. If you're going to do it right. Whatever also means I don't really care. It doesn't make any difference because we're going to do whatever you want to do anyway. It has nothing to do with me. If I'm going to voice my opinion, they're not going to listen to me. So ask me the question again. You want to go to the movie? Whatever, okay? You know how you know you're getting old and you've just completely lost it? You go to a restaurant and you're sitting there and you're looking at the menu and you say to your spouse, do I like chicken? You don't know anymore if you like chicken or not? You have no idea whether you like chicken? Oh my God. Did you ever meet anybody who didn't like chicken? Because chicken's in everything, you know? Without the chicken, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Depends on what you ordered. I like an egg, and then I want to follow that up with a chicken sandwich. Well, which came first? The egg, and then I'll have the chicken sandwich. I went to a breakfast place once where they had eggs, and on the side they had chicken. And I thought, that's unusually cruel to the chicken. I mean, it's like pile it on with insults. I'm insulting your life. I'll eat every part of you and even your offspring. It's just disgusting is what it is. Chicken with waffles? Who came up with this? Did they spin a roulette wheel? Let's see. What are we going to mix the waffles? Okay, what are we gonna, oh, came up chicken. All right, chicken on a waffle? It's probably tasty, but what isn't? Everything goes with waffles. What the hell am I talking about? Why am I even doing this show? I want to make a point before I continue any further. I am not as grumpy as I sound. This is an act. I am such a fun-loving, adorable person. It's not even funny. It's just like the show. It's not even funny. I am a fun-loving, adorable, smiling bastard 24 hours a day. When I sleep, I'm smiling, laughing gleefully. That's who I really am. But in order to earn the incredible amount of money that I do earn doing this, I must put on a persona of being grumpy and being just uncaring, hating people. That persona is what is required of me in order to perform. Am I really like that in real life? I think I just answered the question, you moron. That's what I just said. No, I'm not like that in real life. I am loving. I want people to touch me 24 hours a day and to invade my space. I love that. I love going places that are boring and pointless. That's my favorite thing to do. I am that fun-loving. And if someone says to me, hey, Ron, do you want to go hiking? I gleefully respond by saying, sure, nothing's more fun than hiking up a mountain. I say that because I am that fun-loving. I love the fun. If the fun comes around, I love it. I enjoy laughing and swimming and boating. And I especially love, try to stop me, walks along the beach. Oh, my God, there's so much fun with the sand and everything. I love it. The feel of the seaweed wrapping around my feet. Oh, nothing's more pleasurable than that. I am that fun-loving. Ron, do you want to go into a cave where it's dark and nasty and it could implode and kill you? Sure. Of course I do. Are you kidding me? Fun-loving Ron, I'm getting my boots on right now. I need boots for a cave, right? Is that true? I don't even know. Of course I love that. And I love wearing oversized brassieres. I don't know where that came from. It just shows you how crazy and outlandish I can be. How I just knock down the walls in order to be outlandish. I'm not landish. I'm outlandish. I don't know where landish is, but I'm out of it. I've come out of the landish. Boating? Try to stop me. Try to stop me from getting on a boat. I love the boats. Taking the boat out on the water with the waves going up and down and my stomach being agitated and getting dizzy. I love that. Who doesn't love that? I sure do. I sure do. I'm ready at any moment to go up into a small private plane with only one engine and jump out of it with a parachute. Try to stop me from doing that. I love that. Second only to bungee jumping. Yeah, to jump off a bridge and come within like a few feet of having my face smash onto the rocks below. An adrenaline rush? Oh, you better believe it is. And you can't stop me from having them all day. Come on. Come on. Hey, Ron, does it bother you to get up in the middle of the night to pee? Well, no, it's an adrenaline rush. That's all that is. My adrenaline is so active that it rushes out of me through that particular thing. And that's why I have to pee all night. By the way, every once in a while, I do another show called the 3 o'clock AM pee show. I hope you love it. It doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, watch out. Yeah, I am fun loving. I love the fun. God, do I ever complain about too much fun? No, because there's never enough of it. So yeah, that's who I am, and I just want you to know that. Is there anything else you'd like to know about me?
Shut up!
Okay, guess that's enough for now. Do you know what the meaning of life is? I don't know. Text me. Let me know. I'll tell you what it is. You got to find your passion. I was thinking of writing a book called Find Your Passion, The Success to a Happy Life, but I'm too lazy to do that. But I will tell you, find your passion. Everybody on this planet, and that's a scary sentence to say, everybody on this planet does something well. Except for you. Do you love to paint? Do you love to sing? Do you love to play a musical instrument? Do you love to play golf? Do you love to jump out of planes, jump off of bridges with a bungee cord? Do you love to hike? All the things I love to do as well. Find your passion and concentrate on it. Now, not everybody in life is lucky enough to make their passion their actual profession. In other words, to get paid for what your passion is. That's not easy to do, and not a lot of people really do. Sometimes it turns into passion, but it's not. You're just fooling yourself. You're talking yourself into that. But if you can go through life exercising your passion, unless it's a sexual dysfunction, then that's not a that's not a passion, okay? That's not a passion. But otherwise, then you're very, very lucky. But otherwise, if you're not, if your job has nothing to do with your passion, then just exercise your passion and you'll be a happy person. And you have something to talk about. Like somebody says, like, hey, what's your passion? And you say, sewing. Okay, whatever. Whatever. That's your thing. What the hell? And we can't all enjoy everybody else's passion. You know, when someone tells us what they love doing, you know what our response is. Oh, good for you. That's good for you. I don't enjoy doing that, but good for you. What do you want? You know, what do you want? Do you feel better telling me this stuff? I'll make believe I'm interested in what you're saying. I'll nod my head every once in a while, and I'll go, I will placate you until the ends of the earth crumble. But find your passion and then exercise it. That's what I say. I have a friend who loves to work out. I don't even understand what that means. Work out what? What are you trying to work out? I'm working out I don't even know what I'm saying, actually. But I love to work out. What does that mean? I love to go to the gym. And I love to push my body to the point where it's painful, then I know I'm healthy. Okay, sure, that sounds fun. Makes a lot of sense. Work it out. Work out. I'm going down to the gym to work out. Work out what? A math problem? What are you working out? I'm working out my kinks and my muscles. Oh, okay. And then how do you feel after that? I'm in pain. But it's a good pain. Oh, a good pain. I don't know if I've had a good pain. Pain's usually not good for me. Take things in order to make the pain go away. You on purpose work it out. So the next day you're in incredible pain. Yes, when I'm in pain, I know that I've had a good workout. Well, good for you. That's good for you. But you've got to understand something. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't purposely go for the pain, but whatever. Now, I'm not putting you down because you like to work out and you don't know what that means. I'm not putting you down for that. because that's your passion, you know? That's all. That's all. That's fine. That's fine. It's all what's upstairs in the brains. If you conceive this as being healthy, then it's healthy. I mean, the mind's an incredible thing to waste. Is this making any sense to you? Are you walking away with any kind of knowledge when the show's over? I think you may be. I think you might. I think you might, but you don't want to admit it because it's embarrassing. I was listening to the Ron Van Dam show this morning, and he said some incredibly insightful things. Are you sure you were listening to the same show that you said you were listening to? Oh, yes. Ron Van Dam, he's a fun-loving individual who loves life and people. He can't get enough of people. Put him in a room with 2,000 people and not able to breathe. He loves that. Oh, here's a fun thing to do on a Saturday night. Get a group of friends and go down to a place that has an escape room. What is that? Well, you go into a room, they lock the doors, and you have to figure out how to get out. Oh, okay. That's called imprisonment, isn't it? Well, yes, it is. But, you know, it's another thing that people love to do. Wow. Okay, sure. Sounds like fun trying to figure out how to get out of the room. Yeah, it's good time. It's good time. Yeah, because you have to figure it out. Oh, you figure it out? You don't work it out? Well, you work it out and figure it out. Okay. You know what I used to love to do when I was a child, and I don't love to do it at all anymore, is bowling. Ooh, bowling. Take those big, heavy balls basically, you know that if you dropped it on your toe, you would have to have your feet amputated. You know that, right? Used to love the bowling, you know. Take that ball and roll it down the floor. And then there's pins at the end, and you knock them down. You do it, like, a lot. When I was a kid, it was like 90 cents a game. Yeah, 90 cents. That's how long it's been since I went bowling. Then last year, I went bowling with my significant other, lovely woman. And we did it. We both don't like bowling, but we thought, you know, let's get outlandish. So we went bowling, and it was like $5,000 a game or something like that. And why am I spending so much money to roll a heavy ball down a wooden hardwood floor? I don't understand that. The only thing I do like about bowling, well, that was hard to say. The only thing I do like about bowling is that the ball comes back to you automatically. You don't have to go chasing your balls. In every sport, you got to go running after the ball like the ball is some type of piece of gold or something. The ball's the point of the game all the time. But in bowling, the ball automatically comes right back to your fingers. And it doesn't even require any kind of elastic cord or anything like that. It goes down a separate little ramp, you know, thing, and it comes right up to your hand. That's nice. Now, either that's the best sport of the world or the laziest. I think it's the laziest. Because when you get up to bowl, when it's your turn, you actually have to put the beer down. And that's tough to do. That is the tough part of bowling, is putting the beer down in order to bowl. Bowling's not my thing. I don't like the bowl. I'll put cereal in a bowl, but this is different. Bowling, you have to wear other people's shoes. And in my, you know, I don't wear other people's clothing to play a sport. It doesn't make sense. You can bring your own bowling shoes, but then that's a little much. That shows an overindulgence in something that doesn't make sense to begin with. So you rent the shoes. You could lease them. You can rent them. And they put powder in the shoe, talcum powder, which, of course, automatically makes the shoes completely germ-free. I guess the wonders of talcum powder. Now it's completely okay to put your feet in there. So that's amazing in itself. Then there's bowling shirts, probably the ugliest garment ever created by a human. I think wearing a bowling shirt is just a way of shaming people who aren't aware that they're being shamed. They think they look good in the bowling shirts. That's the funniest part of it to me. That's worth the trip to the bowling alley. And some people actually bring their own balls. Don't make your own jokes. Yeah, go on. Yeah, they buy their own bowling. They have their own balls. It is a little disgusting to stick your fingers into three holes in a communal ball. This all sounds like a horrible, horrible sexual conception. But that's what we do. That's the bowling thing. It's crazy. Then what they do is in the high-tech bowling alleys, they have a screen above the bowling alley that shows your score on the screen. That was hard to say too. Yeah, it projects it on the screen right above your alley so that everybody can see how bad you are at bowling, what a schmuck, what an idiot you are. Unless you're a good bowler, then it's, hey, look at that. Hey, look, everybody, look at the screen. Look at my score. Hey, everybody, hey, look. Hey, look how good I am at throwing the ball down the wooden hardwood floor toward the pins. I can knock them over. Look at that, huh? Everybody, look at my score. It's being projected throughout the world. You see happy people at the bowling alley. When they score a strike, they jump up and down. They make strange motions as if they just scored a touchdown. They go crazy. Oh, I knocked pins down. I'm having a convulsion now. And then you get the dejected people who throw the ball, and the ball immediately goes in that little alley thing. And then they turn around, and you see the saddest face you've ever seen on a human being, like they just got divorced and lost half of their fortune. Or someone just killed their grandmother. They just look so dejected and sad. So it's so, and they cry, and they're crying, and sometimes, and they shrug their shoulders, and their head is like buried down to their chest. It's like the walk of shame back to the beer. It's so humiliating, and it is humiliating. I mean, to throw a ball down an alley, but you can't even get it on the hardwood. It just dumps into that gutter thing. It's, oh my God, I'm in the gutter. I've thrown a gutter ball. Oh my God. What a horrible phrase. Gutter ball. Ew, that's like a sewer pipe. Oh God. God. Dejected. And when you throw the ball in the gutter, you just, oh, it's, sometimes you laugh it off, but people aren't laughing. You, looks like you're laughing it off because you just threw a gutter ball. Whoa, that sucks. You suck at this. But you know what? It's a fun thing to do. Sure. Bowling alleys. Going to the bowling alley. Some people go to the bowling alley to eat dinner. Okay. That sounds like fun. That's my choice of where to eat. I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten in a while. Tell you what, let's go down to the bowling alley and sit in the restaurant and eat food. That sounds great. I love the atmosphere of balls rolling down hardwood floors, the sounds of pin dropping. Oh man, it's like orgasmic to me. Well, we all have our little choices, right? Have you played pickleball yet? Do you understand what you're doing if you do? I've seen people play pickleball, and it looks like they don't know what they're doing either. It's like, I don't want to play tennis. I don't want to just sit here and pick my nose. I don't want to eat pickles out of a jar. I'll do pickleball. What is that? I don't know, but I'm doing it. Pickleball is tennis junior. I've never played pickleball. I've driven my car past a pickleball court where people were playing pickleball. I can't play that game because it sounds so stupid. It just sounds pickleball. I mean, it's like you want to insult somebody's private parts. Hey, pickleball, get over here. Oh, that's nasty. What are you going to do this time? We're going to play pickleball. Oh, God, don't say that. Just don't say that. You can play it, but don't say it. Pickleball. And where did that come from? I haven't Googled it because I don't care that much. You can do it if you want. Why did they name it pickleball? There are no pickles involved. I've never seen a pickleball game where people are standing there eating pickles. There's no pickle involved. You're not like hitting a pickle over the net. That would be pickleball. I get that. I don't think pickles bounce, so I don't think it's a great idea, but whatever. Whatever. Pickleball. Who came up with this? Probably a name. It's probably somebody's name. It's probably somebody's name. Joseph Pickle. Joseph Pickle was playing tennis one day and said, "This is too much running. It's too much running around. Can we have a smaller court, ladies and gentlemen?" "Sure. Sure. Sure, Joe. Sure, Joe. What are we going to call it? Small court tennis? No, no. Tennis junior? Sounds good, but no. Why don't we name it after you, Joe? Joe Ball? No, you're Joe Pickle, right? Yeah, we'll call it pickleball." That's incredible. That could catch on. Pickleball, my ass. I'm not Googling it. I'm not doing it. No, I'm not going to do it. You can text me the answer if you want. Or email me. It's ronvandamshow@gmail.com, by the way. ronvandamshow@gmail.com. Feel free to email me. I can always block you. So do that. Don't text me. I'm not into texting. Then I have to give you my phone number. We're not doing that. ronvandamshow@gmail.com. Let's leave it at that. Yeah, contact me and let me know. Or go to the Facebook, one of my 5,000 Facebooks, and Google the pickleball and tell me where that name came from, because it makes no sense whatsoever. And I can't play the game until I know where the name came from, because it's just, I have to explain what I'm doing, and in doing so, I have to say pickleball, and I refuse to say that in public. I'll say pickleball by myself, perhaps in the bathroom while I'm sitting on the toilet. It's something to do. But in public, I will not say pickleball, because I think I sound like a douche when I do say that. Because other people do. What'd you do today? I played pickleball. You sound like a douche. You sound like a douche. I mean, I hope you had fun playing whatever you just said. But don't tell people that. I'd say I played tennis today. And you don't have to be specific. It's the same kind of setup. And then people will say, "Oh, tennis. Okay, that's understandable and a wonderful, wonderful idea." But don't tell them that you play pickleball, because they will, they'll, as soon as you walk away, they will laugh their asses off. "He said pickleball. He actually said pickleball. I can't believe it." You'll be shamed for the rest of your life. Bob, he played pickleball. Get out of here. Get out of here. He did not. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. God, does he know he played pickleball? Yes, of course he did. He said the words pickleball. That's crazy, man. I know. Yeah, whatever. I'm out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. I have a special show tomorrow. I hope you'll join me then for that. But in the meantime, and in between time, make it a very good day. Again, perception is 100% of the game here. And whatever you do, don't say pickleball.